Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Just retweeted it seconds ago at Real Alex Jones, a tweet by Matt Drudge, I guess yesterday, that I missed. He simply said, have an exit plan out of this country. And I can't believe that we have to sit here and seriously talk about stuff like this, but that is a very reasonable thing to say. Have an exit plan. My problem is there's really nowhere to run. What, Northern Europe, Switzerland, Iceland, Drudge Report founder leaves a cryptic four-word tweet open to interpretation, have an exit plan. There's no open to interpretation. Only morons would understand what that means. You've got the producer of Schindler's List coming out saying for the first time ever he's afraid to live in America. Obama is a dictator now, folks. He is a dictator. They're preparing the ascension of Hillary after he goes to continue the dictatorship of the stinking Clintons. And that's why, as much as I hate him, even the puppet rival Chris Christie is being destroyed. The other viable rival, Governor McDonald, one of the front runners, destroyed. Dinesh D'Souza with films coming out to expose the Clintons. Because I, off record, happen to have been told about Dinesh D'Souza after my show Thursday when I talked to Bob Barr. I was contacted and I was told, do not tell anybody where you got this, but look up USA versus Dinesh D'Souza. And I searched it in the federal site and it didn't come up. And then I called the person and they said, I'm not going to tell you anymore. And then, boom, I turned the Drudge Report on my computer, and there it was. It had just broken minutes before. And I'm just going to leave it at that. But the issue is, they were not just planning to come out with the film America. They were planning to come out with another one, obviously up against Hillary, and they've got Dinesh D'Souza's phones tapped, folks. The point is, and I have sources directly in to what's going on and what's happening. And, of course, you see the famous producer. In fact, you guys reprint me that in Newsmax saying, quote, this is the first time he's ever feared being in the United States. And these are the real discussions that have to happen. Because you see all the crimes that have been committed by the people that are running things. And you see how all of this is unfolding. And you see how they get away with everything they do. Well, historically, 100% of the time, that leads to an attempted two words, one word and then a composite word, total takeover. Historically, total takeover. And what happens in Soviet Russia or happened in the Bolshevik Revolution before that or Nazi Germany, you know the cases. People always deny it's happening because you've got courage and you're comfortable where you live and you think you're going to be able to beat them and you just stay there fighting them. And then they come and arrest you and kill your family in front of you or put you in a forced labor camp. And that's the point we've gotten to here, is that if we don't turn this around soon, America's so done, what's the point? Just get out of here, because we are the center of the storm. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You watch the Grammys, they have not one, not two, but three open satanic ceremonies, conjuring Baphomet, simulating human sacrifices and public satanic sex orgies. And then the controlled corporate dinosaur media says they're trolling Illuminati skeptics. Well, I didn't know that Illuminati skeptics are so important, and Illuminati critics are so important, that the Grammys every year now, and the Super Bowl, and every other big national event has occultic ceremonies. No, folks, it's because these people are in to the occult. On record, Katy Perry says she sold her soul to the devil. All of these people are on record saying they have sold their souls to the devil. Now, whether you believe in the devil existing or not, the archetypal manifestation of the devil, war, death, corruption, all of it is manifesting, and these people are trying to bring it about. What are the villains doing in archetypal literature from around the world? They're trying to overthrow the world, trying to destroy the life force, trying to create death and destruction. What's the Bible say the archetypal devil does? Kill, steal, and destroy. What does the Red King or the devil want to do in the Dark Tower series by Stephen King? He's trying to overthrow the planet and shift its poles and throw it out of orbit of the sun, killing everyone on board. That is the nature of the devil, is to overthrow all that is good. Whether the devil is real or not is not up for debate, atheist, because those that follow the mindset of the archetypal devil are real, and hence the devil is real. You understand that? Men envisioned rockets to the moon 500 plus years ago, and now we've sent rockets to the moon. You understand that? Because we are creators made in the image of the creator of the heavens. You can say, oh, well, that's delusional people running around in the desert 3,000 years ago with Moses saying that. Well, did it happen? Have you looked around? We are creators. We are builders. We're master builders. We're builders. The devil is a destroyer. Okay? So, I choose to be with the builder, not the destroyer. I'm a builder. I'm a creator. I'm a lover, not a fighter. But I'm a better fighter than a fighter because I am a lover. Any real man knows that. Any real man doesn't have fear except for fear of the innocent being trodden underfoot. And then you're ready to do what it takes. That means hacking 50 people up with a meat cleaver like Samson. It's time for good people to find their strength. It's time for good people to decide what they stand for. It's time for good people to stop giving the world over to evil. As for me and my family, we have never really developed an exit strategy except for total nuclear meltdown, and I have looked at areas that are out of the main trade winds and Coriolis of the northern hemisphere, and it's just there's not a lot of good places to go. I could move to some farm, live extremely low-key and poor, and probably be left alone if I moved to the mountains, plain areas of somewhere like Chile. I've looked at Chile. Very beautiful, somewhat more moral people compared to some of the other areas in Latin America. A lot of European expatriates and American expatriates. Costa Rica is beautiful, but when the hell goes to in a handbasket, it's going to melt down as well. You go to the outback of Australia, it's globalist run, but if you ran and tried to be left alone, you probably could be for at least a while. There's some areas of Northern Europe that are pretty good. Iceland is okay, but there's 400,000 people there and tenuous resources, but at least they've got their head screwed on straight, and that's really what matters. If humans just work together for liberty, we're unstoppable. Switzerland, if you've got the money, which I really don't, not long term, you got to really bring stuff to the table to go to Switzerland. And the list just goes on from there. There's really nowhere to run, and my gut tells me that I'm not going to run. I need to stay here and try to fight and beat this. The problem is, you look at the general public, who even though they're awake to the fact that we're going into tyranny, they still have no respect for themselves and almost have a hopelessness to just turn over the world to this evil. And if you look at textbook autocratic tyrannies, systems that the tyrannous spider weaves throughout history, this is the most thought out, premeditated, scientifically prepared evil the world has ever seen that now has hijacked and runs America and is going into overdrive in the personage and the personality and the signet and logo and figurehead and shield and foil and shill that is the abomination Barack Hussein Obama. And now I realize that one of the few areas where I've not been visionary is Obama, because I began to think that I knew that all politicians were puppets run by the globalists, which they are. But then in Obama, we're seeing like a baseball pitcher who's the closer in the eighth and ninth inning. And I see every sign they're making the move to close. And I try to hope, and I try to pray, and I try to look at how we're winning on many fronts, but that's why they're closing. But then that's why I realize I've got to stay and put my fat in the fire no matter what happens and double down. But I don't blame anybody who wants to get out of here. Because here's the deal. It is foreign mega banks that are running things who use socialism to control the general population but are really fascist, crony capitalist, anti-free market monopoly men. But their ground level and mid-level enforcers are degenerate, Luciferian, satanic, Jacobin French Revolution types. And they've got a score to settle with people like me. And they don't want even money. They don't even want the sex slaves. They don't even want to be above the law. They want to torture good men, women, and children. They want us in dungeons. They want to suck our life force out. They want to dominate goodness. And I'm telling you, looking at these spiders licking their lips, wanting to literally suck me dry, it doesn't cause fear, but I don't want to give them what they want at the same time. And then my instinct tells me, listen, you've done enough. Get out of there. You can talk to people from a distance, but then I've built this organization and this operation. When they start arresting members of the media, folks that are, I mean, I'll just say it here. And I've got this from two different high-level sources. D'Souza has this America film coming out about trying to deprogram the minorities that have been put on the Ku Klux Klan Kool-Aid, the Democratic Party. And they do not want people knowing the Democratic Party was the Ku Klux Klan and decided to go race politics the other way in 1963 when they knew they couldn't win anymore. LBJ made that decision. And I know D'Souza's been looking at that, and that reportedly some of the things that are in his film. And they're not going to let that narrative be told. And then they're not going to let D'Souza make a film about Hillary. And so they're going to try to put him in jail. And when you see the mainstream corporate whore media line up and call for him to be imprisoned, not having any instinct for their profession or honor. I mean, you can say what you want about the cops, and they're corrupt in many areas. But at least they look out for each other. At least they understand that the whole system's not looking out for them, that they're the bottom of the barrel of the government where the rubber meets the road that are given all the dirty jobs, and at least police know to stick up for each other. Where is the press sticking up for each other, you morons? If they can destroy Dinesh D'Souza, they can destroy anybody, you morons. And then you won't even be needed as a minion of the system anymore. Once they get rid of the real press, they're going to get rid of the faux press, dummies. You have no basic instinct. You have no common sense. You have nothing, morons. And we're going to lose due process and lose the weights and balances, just weights and balances, and then everything is going to go into a tyrannical black hole, you fools. I've told you this before. Picture our republic as a gate against incredible evil. Look at the rest of the world. You ought to travel. It's hellish. Look at Western society. It's falling. It was literally godlike compared to other societies. That's why everyone wanted to go to Western Europe and wanted to go to America. And now all of it's falling, ladies and gentlemen. The gates are physically, financially, spiritually, culturally falling. They're doing satanic ceremonies in every national television event, just like they did in Rome, just like they did in Babylon, just like they did everywhere else before all hell breaks loose. And now image the walls like a force field shield that are becoming very thin. And the enemy's able to jump through the gate now more and more. The enemy is now amongst us, but that's only the vanguard of the enemy. When those gates fully fall, it's going to be French Revolution, folks, in the streets. They're going to use all the anti-government fervor that's been built up that they created against everything good that was in the system and bring everything down. Because the goal of the Jacobin Illuminati is to trample and be trampled. to have burning cities and black pyramids covered in blood. I'm not kidding. The gate is opening. Satan is sticking his big dragon nose through it.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
What if you could shift into a parallel universe right now and be the solution to any problem you're facing? I'm Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNA Drops and author of Misfit to Millions, based on my true life story. 4 years ago, I was dying with PTSD, Lyme's disease, and virtually homeless. Ion and the RNA drops gave me a new life, new DNA, and the power to become a millionaire in just a few short years. I want to pay that forward to you. Get a copy of my book, Misfit to Millions, and I'll give you a free bottle of the RNA drops, the product that saved my life. I've got $199 in free bonus gifts for the first 200 people that go to misfittomillions.com. That's MISFITTO millions.com. Or call 888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231.
Take your power back.
We've all heard as long as we're not doing anything wrong, we don't have anything to worry about. But what do we do when the people that told us that become lawless and use our cell phones to violate our constitutional rights? Get a privacy case from privacycase.com today and stop this high-tech iron curtain from crushing our right to privacy. The American-made privacy case uses military-grade shielding technology to stop these criminals and thieves in their tracks. privacycase.com.
You can eliminate inflammation and pain. You can eliminate constipation or irritable bowels. You can flatten your tummy without exercises, and you can make your complexion clearer and more youthful. You can feel good from the inside out. Find out that as far back as 1749, what was able to reverse one man's death sentence and open up 160 spas to dispense this life-giving food. Call 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
Sending out an SOS. That's what we're doing, folks. We are castaways lost on a sea of tyranny, of increasing corruption, unrestrained. What we need is the public to send SOSs out to everybody they know. When you see something in government, in corporations that's corrupt, speak out against it. Denounce it. Don't support it. Here's an example. I had my children over at my parents' last night. We went out and had dinner, and we were jumping in their hot tub in their heated pool back and forth, and they had water guns out there shooting cold water at each other. They were filling up out of the water hose and screaming and yelling. That was obviously the sound of happy children shrieking. And I said to my parents, I said, you know, one of your neighbors, a lot of Democratic Party signs around here, and I'm not kidding, I just know the tide. I said, they're going to call the police. And my dad's like, come on, they're obviously kids yelling and screaming, having fun. And I said, no, the police are coming. So they go in, take showers, get dressed, I'm getting ready to go. Two cop cars pull up at my parents' gate. They've got the alarm code, so they come in, and they go, yeah, it sounded like somebody was being killed, your neighbor said. Well, no, it was children playing with water guns. He sees all the steam coming off the pool. Oh, looks fun. All right, so you're David, you know, saying to my dad. Yeah, and he goes, all right, sorry. I'll go tell your neighbor. And one cop car screeched off. The other cop car went over and talked to the neighbor. And I told my dad, I said, do you know that neighbor? He goes, no. And I said, they're going to call the police on you from now on. He goes, how do you know all this? I go, I know the new spirit of America. They don't like the fact that you weren't doing wrong or that someone wasn't in trouble. They're going to feel bad now. Watch out. Now, they're on 4 acres, right? Plus their neighbors, none of them like that. They live in South Austin with 4 acres, an old piece of property. Everybody else is on like quarter acres or less. So it's all, you know, envious eyes looking over the fence, literally. I know the spirit of this evil land, ladies and gentlemen. I know its spirit. And I think I'm going to go over and talk to that neighbor and let him know. Anything gets made up, I'm going to sue your butt. You understand that, bug eye? And here's what I'm getting at here. That person won't get concerned about Obama operating as a tyrant. He's got like 14 Democratic Party signs in his yard at any one time. She does. I'm sure it's she, both of them. They're the same ones we were doing firecrackers 2 years ago, call the police on us. I'm talking about firecrackers, folks. I mean, black cats in the driveway. They were going on everywhere around us. Here come the police. And they're not worried about Obama becoming a dictator or GMO or fluoride in the water or Fukushima. They're not worried about open borders, wages going down, total criminality, the government can legalize millions of felons, aggravated felons. They're not worried about any of that. They're not worried about the dollar being devalued. They watch Rachel Maddow at night. The government's their friend. Everyone else is bad. And if you're a family with kids laughing, that's evil. Just like the big feminist magazine came out yesterday and said mothers with children that live at home with their husbands are disgusting. We're disgusting. You understand that? We're disgusting. Children laughing and screaming with water guns are disgusting. Jumping in and out of the hot tub in the pool. That's disgusting. Total world government, satanic ceremonies on the Grammys, gay people being married, shoving it in everybody's face. Sounds like Babylon. That is good. Family's bad. Justice, bad. Tyranny, good. Because they're part of the game. And that's what I'm trying to get at here, is that we all need to stand up and speak out against evil. We all need to recognize what it is and say no to it. And we need to do like Ted Cruz has said, Obama is frightening and dangerous. And now Matt Drudge has come out, and I've retweeted it at Real Alex Jones. Please retweet it from there, folks. He says, have an exit plan. And he's just got away with words, saying it's so simple to get people thinking. Because I would say, you got to have an exit plan because it looks like they're going to implode the economy and go after political enemies, and historically this shows that it's a problem. I would talk for 2 hours trying to explain why you have to have an exit plan. He would just say, have an exit plan. And everybody then has a debate and goes, oh, yeah, I know why we need an exit plan. As Mark Slavo reports in his article on it, Matt Drudge issues warning, have an exit plan. And you've got the former main producer, Gerald Molin, of Schindler's List, saying for the first time, I fear the government and I'm scared living in America. Well, you should be concerned, folks, and you should be concerned about what's going on. Because this is classical evil. And look, I'm not trying to scare people for Obama. We just have to have a real discussion about the fact that the Republican Party and Boehner, because they're all blackmailed and controlled, are scared. And they're all lining up to say, hey, Obamacare, NSA, open borders, power plants, guns, you do whatever you want. And now they're going after politicians and media people. Look out. There's not much further to fall.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Angioprim can clean blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is liquid oral chelation. It's not new science. 50 years of research has gone into chelation, and now there's Angioprim. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. The first thing Angioprim users say is they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on now at angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better and doing more. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant or go to angioprim.com for help. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. That's Angioprim at 877-882-7221. Get the facts about Angioprim. Begin living the life you want, doing the things you used to do again with Angioprim.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
You like the New World Order? You like progressivism? You like how the economy's going? You like society degenerating? Well, if you like it, you're going to get a lot more of it. Because the season of true evil is now dawning. Is now upon us. Get ready. Now, the answer to this evil is to 110% up our game in the establishment's face and call them out. And evil is making its move because it knows that the dawn of liberty, a resurrection of freedom, is coming. We're at the bottom of a decadent cycle right now. And it's either going to go into an even deeper cycle of evil or we're going to come out of this evil. And I personally want to come out of it without having to go through the living hell that other generations have gone through. It usually happens every three generations. Not every generation has to go through something like this. There's different cycles and many cycles, but it's been followed by historians for thousands of years. But now you add all the high tech, you add the giant population, you add all these other ingredients, more sophisticated propaganda, more sophisticated social control, the establishment being able to be cloistered and separate from the general population more than ever. They themselves are smoking their own dope. And it is a recipe for doom. And the instinct is, as you see the doors closing with capital controls and to not be able to get out of the U.S. for any political reason, as you see the political persecution accelerate, as you see Obama operating effectively as a dictator, 2.0, making the office of the president dictatorial by every historical measurement, there is the instinct to flee the country. And I don't bemoan anybody that flees it. Believe me, I am on the razor's edge of decision. But that's at a conscious level. At a subconscious level, I'm never leaving. And I know I'm committed to the end, whatever happens, that I will go on to the end. We will defend our island, whatever the cost may be. That's the famous Churchill speech. Will you guys print me the Churchill speech? We will defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall go on to the end. We shall never surrender. And that's really the attitude you have to have is, I'm dug in like the Alamo. I'm going all the way. But I don't blame anybody that tries to get out of this country immediately. And everyone should have an emergency backup plan about where you're going to go, how you're going to disappear, because they're not going to have the forces to go after everybody at first. They want to just intimidate everybody, nuke some cities, say we did it, or release bioweapons, say the Patriots did it, and then try to convince everyone to go along with it. And if the corporate whore media goes along with it when that happens, you're fools. You're all going to lose everything you've got. I mean, that's the thing for the people that serve the system. Guaranteed, you empower this system, you are literally burning your own house down. You are idiots. I'm begging those of you who are part of the progressive, socialist, communist, liberal system. You work for foreign banks on record. You are just the political takeover army they're going to use. They'll use fascist, they'll use right wing, they'll use left wing. Read Carol Quigley's book. They're going to use a left wing takeover in America. That's their attack system. That's their weapon system they're using. And you've got to admit you've been wrong. You've got to admit you've been conned. You've got to have an epiphany and break with the system. Mainline Republicans are breaking with the mainline Republicans. They're becoming libertarians on record. It's all over the news. I told you years ago it was already happening. Because I'm on the ground, I see what's going on. The Republican Party is being taken over by patriots, is being taken over by the Liberty Movement, and it is scaring the daylights out of the globalists. That's why you've got Republican leadership and Democratic leadership circling the wagons, pooling the funding to the National Association of Manufacturers, the National Association of Businesses, the National, all the big associations. Are getting together saying, crush the Tea Party, crush the libertarian takeover. Because we could save this republic. We could save the American empire by having soft power and exporting 1776, our ideas. We are meant to be discredited and lose our power as the lone superpower. To transfer that to the global corporate system and we'll just be used as a Hessian military recruiting ground where we're so poor, our fine warrior stock will be used to empower the last wave of human oppression with the last human army in the next 20 years. We will be the last human army. We will also be the first robot army. They're going to bring in the robot army as they phase out the human army, and then they're going to defeat the other human armies. This has all been battle planned. Battle planned. And they're going to re-educate this whole country. They are going to bring us down. We're done. They are going to strangle us slow. They're going to take their time with us. I'm telling you, you cannot let them win, ladies and gentlemen. That's why I'm committed. I'm not going to selfishly, for my own skin, run. And I'm not saying people that are talking about getting out are selfish. If you're just a media person who can operate from anywhere in the world, then it's probably strategic to leave the United States. Because this is the main battleground. And if you're in the rear with the gear, if you've got the brains, you know, we should probably, to use the Starship Troopers analogy, stick the brain bugs off somewhere. My issue is I've got to be on the front lines. I'm meant to be out front. That's what I've always done, and that's what I'm going to do. But it takes all kinds to beat this system. But I want to say something to people that work for the system. You know what I'm saying is true. More than anybody, you live it every day. That's why it's actually easier to wake up government people than any other group. Because they're seeing the BS for themselves up front. The military, the police, and I understand you're compartmentalized. I understand they've got you under a magnifying glass. But if you all just start not complying and all just quietly start not going along with the system, it's over for them. Before they get their cashless society in, before they get their AI total control future predictive system in, before they get their robot drones fully in, before they get the end of humans, end of free will system in, we've got maybe 5-10 years to really dig in and commit. And believe me, they're taking a risk purging people that threatened Hillary Clinton in 2016. They're taking a real risk. Because they know 2014 is everything. They know if we get libertarian constitutionalists in the Republican machine, which we're doing, it's over for them. They know they're in deep trouble. That's why they're showing themselves right now with the political persecutions, with the arrest. They're trying to intimidate everybody. And I think we point out they're trying to intimidate us. And we point out they're a bunch of thugs. And we shamefully, expose. We shame the corporate whore, fake left and fake right, but mainly the left, of the Huffington Post and Slate and Salon and Media Matters run by the White House and MSNBC, who are chortling at political arrests and setups when they should be absolutely freaking out right now. I mean, you should be absolutely freaked out. You think this evil isn't going to eat you? The first group they're going to take out once they fully take over is you. Just, by the way, that's a historical fact. You ought to want to have a couple ships here that you can jump into in this big naval battle that's going on. You want to sink every ship out here in this ICC of tyranny. I mean, you're fools. Even a corrupt person should want due process and want some type of checks and balances. Some type of diversity? Don't you have any sense, you people? No, you're gangsters. You're thugs. You're part of a crew that you think's taking over. You're idiots. You know who the biggest losers of World War II were? It was the Germans. 20 million Germans out of 70 million, 21 million are estimated to have died. Only about 6, 7 million of those are military. What is that? 12, 13, 14 million German citizens? How'd that work out for you? Think that worked out real good for you? Just because you can race like a cancer through the body politic and nobody can stop you? And by the way, the Germans were set up as well with World War I that the British intelligence started. And then Hitler was funded by British intelligence to get into power. That's declassified. Didn't mean they ran Hitler. Just like they didn't run Saddam or they didn't fully run bin Laden, they put these guys in and then set them up later. They told Hitler he was going to be given the whole world. They almost had a fascist takeover in 1935 here in the U.S. Read the McCormick-Dickstein Committee hearings. Smedley Butler. Learn history. The globalists had a fascist and a socialist model that they were using as a dialectic. And the very same big mega banks, the very same Rockefeller banks, look it up. This is mainline history. They've got New York Times best-selling Pulitzer Prize-winning books on this. What's that book written by Black on IBM? I mean, go read that. And they literally chose, it's like they had a bunch of races ahead of the Kentucky Derby with a bunch of different tyranny horses, war horses. And then as they got down towards the end, they had just two empires, and they played them off against each other to consolidate power. And then they adopted all the Nazi technologies that they liked into the American British Empire, and that's why it's so similar today, because these globalists sit there and play all sides off against the middle, that is we the people. And no one, repeat, no one should want to be part of this. This is bad news for everybody. Where is your common sense? IBM and the Holocaust. Yeah, that's the book. All of you should want to understand what the globalists say they're doing, plan to do, and have done. Because, man, it's their world. We're living in their world. They really do run about 90% of the planet now. They're trying to get full control. And when they get full control, look out, boys and girls, because they plan on killing almost everybody. And I just don't know how I can say that to you any other way. That's why I'm going to stay and fight. But then my brain goes, wait a minute. If you left the country, it would send a bigger signal. And it would show everybody how serious it was, and it would remove you from their clutches. The problem is they're grabbing people's money that's legal and after tax globally now. I mean, presidents of third world countries of Latin America have their planes grounded by NATO flying out of Russia to see if Snowden's on board. They already run the world. They've already got it where UN police come and grab you on fake warrants wherever they want. They already engage in illegal grabbing of people everywhere. That's the whole point, is that leaving is almost an illusion unless I went to Russia. The globalists do not control Russia, but it's like one black hat against the other. I go to Russia. Do I get shaken down by the Russian mafia? Then the media says, oh, Alex Jones went to Russia. No, I'm not going to Russia. Ever been to Russia? I'm an American. Nothing against Russia, but things might get so bad someday, I got to go to Russia. I mean, I cannot believe our country is so evil. That I'd have to move to Chile and then sit there with illegal firearms at a farm and wait for them to try to send somebody to interdict and put a bag over my head and put me on a State Department aircraft. And I'm not doing that. You go ahead and try to come put a bag on my head and see what happens. You sick freaks. I'm not scared of you. You need to understand that. I'm figuring out what the best thing is to make sure in the end we beat you, and you know what's going to happen once there's trials. You're going to have public trials, Nuremberg style, and then you know. I don't take any pleasure in that, by the way. You're like a roach I don't want to step on. Just get out of my house, and you're not going to get stepped on. You stupid roaches. If you have any sense, you wouldn't join with this evil. But you're so into evil, you're like a moth to flame, you have to commit to it. Matt Drudge said it all. I retweeted it at Real Alex Jones. We'll put that up on screen for folks. Real Alex Jones on Twitter. Matt Drudge, have an exit plan. Covering now. Matt Drudge, have an exit plan. I must have retweeted that wrong. I wanted to tweet it where we show his tweet. I need to learn how to do all this Twitter stuff. But the whole point is, maybe during the break they'll show me how to do that so I can actually send his tweet so people can properly retweet it. There's a great article up on Infowars.com by Mac Slavo that gives an example of why Drudge is saying this instead of the other news articles that made jokes about it. I mean, I love people that make jokes about the fact that we are 2 minutes to midnight here. Matt Drudge issues warning. Have an exit plan. Absolutely. And then I've got all this other insane news. Look at this. DHS drone crashes in the Pacific off California coast. North Dakota man is first American arrested, jailed with drone help. First they've told you about. Unbelievable. Look at this article up on Infowars.com. FEMA preparing for motor coach evacuation of the general population. They're preparing to have thousands of buses move millions of people at FEMA checkpoints. That's on the Fed Biz Ops article website. Federal agency has companies for operational support, and they also are an event of national emergency. They're also hiring hundreds of thousands of internment specialists, and they train to, quote, take on the Tea Party. Well, there's no more pieces missing from the puzzle, folks. It's all there. Katy Perry, Illuminati priestess, conducts witchcraft ceremony in front of the entire world, and the mainstream media makes fun of those, saying, oh, they're just trolling you anti-Illuminati people. I thought none of this existed. What constitution? Obama to emphasize intention to use unilateral presidential authority. More dictatorship announcements. Democratic congressman admits Obamacare won't work after announcing retirement. It isn't meant to work. It's meant to bankrupt the country. We're going to be getting to all that and more. Huge news across the board. Record cold hitting during the global warming. Senator loses cancer doctor to Obamacare. Iran is more saber rattling. There's just so much crazy stuff going on. Russian central bank says Bitcoin users can face jail time. It's all coming up here today. Boehner and the Republicans to fully gut our borders and our republic. It's all coming up. By the way, it's essential you spread the word about the broadcast in these dark times. What can you do? You simply email your friends and family every day telling them to listen to the live feeds and send them the link at InfoWars.com to the listen page. You send them the free links to the video and audio and podcast page at InfoWars.com/show. You call into talk radio stations that aren't carrying the show and you tell them, carry the Alex Jones Show. You go into your church and you hand out copies of my films like Fall of the Republican Obama Deception. You put my films on local access television. You go on there yourself. You spread the word. You go to city council. You go to state house. You go and blow the trumpet. You warn the people. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Nobel Prize winner Alexis Carroll, cell biology researcher, discovered a detoxified and nourished cell lives in a state of eternal youth. Clean cells will result in improved energy, mood, blood sugar, liver function, and skin health. Also, you can lose fat and keep or gain muscle and reduce or eliminate inflammation and more. To discover how to detoxify and nourish the 100 trillion cells of your body, call this free recorded message at 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
You've heard about Numana, true American pioneers in healthy GMO-free storable foods. Great-tasting meals with no MSG, soy, or chemical preservatives. No high-fructose corn syrup or aspartame, and gluten-free options. Plus superior 25-year shelf life and good enough to eat now.
But have you heard this?
Numana is so confident in our quality and taste, we'll give you $50 just to try it out. Call 888-597-0775 or use coupon code RADIO at checkout. GMOfreefoodstorage.com. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at GunConfiscation.com. At GunConfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit GunConfiscation.com today. That's GunConfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Look out your window, baby, and I've seen your lights to catch.
You know, sometimes... Well, Obama did get a peace prize.
Well, first he's in the background.
Thank you so much for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. I know some of our audio streams are down. Thanks for the listeners letting me know that. Up on the Real Alex Jones Twitter. I want to thank everybody for that information 40 minutes ago. And I'd also like to let you know that there's the video feeds at Infowars.com/show. And then GCNLive.com has backup streams as well. So, again, thank you to the listeners. I will continue to monitor things myself. Now, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have several guests coming up on the broadcast today. We're going to have Wayne Madsen on for 40 minutes in the next hour after I cover more news. We get into the latest on the NSA and the purge Obama is launching. And then Jerry Peterman, who heads up Fukushima Update Report, he'll pop in for 30 minutes as well to give us just how serious the situation is and the ongoing cover-up that we're continuing to try to get the media to focus in on. Briefly, ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to just remind everyone that we are listener-supported. And we're going to run this, I think, until a few days into the next month, and then that's it, until next December into January, where you can get 5.3 months free. That's what it. There's already a two-month discount when you get a yearly membership, but then we add three-plus more months on, so it's a total of 5.3 months free when you get a yearly membership during the New Year's special. So you pay for 6.7 months, you get 5.3 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv to see my films, my documentaries, the special live reports. I think we're going to do some extra live coverage tonight of the State of the Union. There is just so much, so much coming up, so much happening. And this is our own platform so that we can't be censored as easily like we've been on some of the other platforms like YouTube and others. And, of course, we're on those platforms as well, but this is a big, exclusive, high-dev place to get it. And when you get a membership, $5.95 a month, or get a yearly, it comes out to $3-something a month, it makes the transmission possible. So thank you all for your support. The toll-free number to join us on air, we'll be talking about that, too, in the next hour, is 800-259-9231. Are you concerned about the move towards dictatorship? Should we flee the country? Is there anywhere to run? That's the subject, 800-259-9231. But again, PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv is the place to go and subscribe. And then with all the different radiation increasing and the rest of it, I use Survival Shield, proprietary nation iodine, to protect myself and my family. It's incredible. You've heard the rave reviews, and your purchase helps fund this operation to continue on and be strong in the face of the enemy. So thank you for purchasing that. If you haven't, try it out. And if you don't like it, which no one has given us a bad report yet, doesn't matter. You've supported the InfoWar. So it's a win, 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 win. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. ProPure Water Filtration, promo code WATER. 10% off the already lowest price. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. We have great coffee, my favorite type of coffee from Southern Mexico. Wake Up America brand. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. And you're funding free speech.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.